Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
Now, over at Louie's house, Louie, our executive producer, he's got these young siblings. I guess, no, not siblings. They're kids.
They're children.
Well, they're each other's siblings.
Yeah, Alexander and Francesco. And how old is the young boy now?
He's three. Three and a half.
Three. But he's very advanced for his age.
Yes, very aggressive for his age.
Anytime
maybe
you
not.
Have,
maybe that's normal.
Yeah, anytime you have an older sibling, they move along faster, right?
Yeah, and little boys tend to, like, really go after their sisters, especially big sisters. They want to do all kinds of things with them, and sisters get, like, pissed off.
So there was a little there's a little controversy because, let's see here, Alexandra is going to go as
Captain America for
Captain
Halloween.
America. Yeah. Now, Captain
she loves Cap.
Captain America comes with a shield.
Right.
Yeah. Now, my young friend... Francesco Rocco, he's going to go as Spider-Man. Now, right. Spider-man does not have a shield.
Doesn't need one.
He does now.
He does
this,
now.
This costume does because he wanted it. So
the new and improved
yeah,
Spider-Man.
Yeah, they would fight too much if we only had one shield. So yeah.
How come my sister's got a shield and I don't have a shield over here?
You know what, though? When you go trick-or-treating, you don't want to be holding on to a shield.
Right. Yeah.
You want to have as many hands
in that candy as you can get.
Yeah.
You know, when I got a little older, I remember this when we were living, I think, in Indiana. I would have my mother, I'm like, I don't know, 9 or 10, but I remember that by my school, there was one of those great big apartment houses.
Right.
Maybe it had like 300 families living in it or something. So I would have her drive me over there and drop me off, me and my buddy Jim.
Door to door, right?
Yeah. Because you do so much business in a short period of time.
Right. Yeah, I do so much business.
Yeah, do business.
I know.
Yeah, trick or treat. What do you got?
Yeah.
Well, they're doing the business for us because they don't eat candy yet. I don't allow that.
Yeah.
So they're just working for my wife and I.
Do they ask?
Really?
No. They're not into it. They don't understand yet.
All the candy on Halloween.
Yeah. No. We eat it.
I never liked candy when I was a little kid, so I would give it. My dad's birthday is November 1st. So that was my gift to him because he loved candy. So
now,
that's the same thing.
But I do remember that Alexandra loves to answer the door and pass out the candy.
Yes. Oh, yeah. But this year, we're not going to do that. We're going to go out. She wants to go and show off her shield.
Yeah, of course.
So, wait a minute.
And collect.
What's she going to do?
She just likes the experience. She likes going trick-or-treat, getting the stuff.
And what do you do with all the candy?
I don't know. I'll bring it here the next day.
Okay.
No, but will your wife stay home or one of you guys stay
no,
home?
No, we're not giving out the shield.
Oh,
we're
boy.
We're going out together.
Yeah. You do that in my neighborhood.
Yeah, we moved. It's a new neighborhood.
You get a big bag of poop. Yeah.
See, we all took turns. We would, like, go out for an hour, then come home, and the other parent would go out with the kids, and we'd take turns handing out.
The neighbors say they just put out a bowl and... whatever happens.
Well, that lasts for a long time, doesn't it?
I don't know. Who knows?
You know what I used to do when I got home? Mm-hmm. I had an inventory.
Oh,
I put everything over here and everything. I count them and everything. And
oh, my God. My son used to stack them up, like all the peanut M&Ms over here, all the regular.
Yeah, that's what everybody does. Yeah.
I take all the peanut butter cups. That's me.
Anyway, that's yours.
You have the rest.
Oh, I have a ton of those this year to give out, so any leftovers.
Yes. Bring them on by.
Later today on Grouch Day.
It is Grouch Day.
It's Grouch Day.
Scott.
Well, who's grouchy?
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm feeling great today. It's a beautiful day. Things are going great. Got a lot of listeners. It's also I Love Lucy Day, which I prefer to celebrate.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Much happier. I was watching the evening news last night, and they had that six-year-old boy, Ronnie Mowat, is in the backseat of his uncle's car.
Oh, boy.
So his uncle gets out of the car and leaves it running with the kid in it. Running into the plumbing supply store. Says he's only going to be gone a little while.
He was only gone a minute when this guy jumped in. That's all it takes, and that's what people have to realize. It isn't how long you're gone, it's who's watching you.
He said that the guy at the plumbing store, Chris Walker, said it comes in here, orders two 12-inch ball valves, pays me $12. Then he looks outside, he comes back in, he says, they stole my car.
Does he say anything?
My nephew's in there.
Oh, okay. So at least he mentioned the nephew.
Yeah, but the thing about it is he walked outside and he's, you know, how first you can't believe it.
Yeah, you're looking around. Did I not park where I thought I did?
Yeah. Because you don't think anybody's going to steal your car, so you're looking around. What? A kid couldn't have driven it. Where'd it go?
Yeah.
So he finally realized, and they called the cops, and they tweeted the boy's picture and a picture of the car, a white Acura with Georgia license plates.
Mm-hmm.
And they found it not far away. The guy finally heard a noise in the back, so he goes, oh, crap.
But it was 2 hours went by before he, they, you know. That's
well, before they found the car, they don't know if he.
Well, and the little, no, but I'm saying the little guy was in that car for 2 hours.
Oh, the poor boy.
Yeah, he's a little.
He's a cute little guy,
he's
too.
He's adorable.
I'm not kidding you. Really cute kid.
Yeah.
And it's terrible because you think there's a big gap between car theft.
Mm-hmm.
And kidnapping.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He goes like this. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I got to
get out of the car.
I got to get out of the car right now. We've been working all morning trying to figure out which one of these senior citizen fight club stories.
Have we really worked that hard on this?
I have. I have.
I mean,
speak for yourself, Patricia.
Was this worth all that time?
I try to get things correct, and oftentimes it even happens.
Right.
There's two different stories that broke this morning.
Yes.
One was in Charlottesville.
Right.
And I just thought it was kind of weird that these assisted living facilities. And two different stories in two different areas. Thought that was kind of weird.
That they both had fight clubs in them.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, these two women in their 70s were fighting for mashed potatoes or extra dessert or something
Jello.
Like that. Yeah. One woman was 70, the other was 73, resident 8 and resident 9.
Mm-hmm.
So I tracked it down. I got Louis found this one in the Washington Post. So I think that's the one that may be not fake news. But they fired most of the women that happened to be running this dementia fight club.
Yeah. You sure it's new? It's the Washington Post. They do fake news all the time.
Okay. Well, this is
according to someone down there.
If one of these is not fake news, this is the one I believe.
All right. Okay.
Nevertheless, the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services sent letters to the executive officer of this place, the Danby House.
Wait a minute. You said Charlottesville or Charlotte?
Charlottesville.
Bill.
In North Carolina.
No, this is that was the fake news one I'm talking about.
Yeah, there's two different stories that came out, one from North Carolina, one from Charlottesville, Virginia.
And it was similar because they're both assisted living residence homes.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it was kind of weird that they'd be having fight club.
Yes.
With senior citizens in both towns. Doesn't make any sense.
Yes.
This is in Winston-Salem. Okay. If one of them is true, that's probably the one.
Well, if one of them is true, it's horrible.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So, that's why everybody got fired.
Jeez.
They had to clean house at this place. I mean, one lady was 70, the other was 73. Said the patients, they have a video on this one. One beat up the other one, so anyway. It's not a very pretty story, any
horrible
way you look at it.
Thank
That's
you.
Why we check on things. The other good news is, and this is sad, this is the good news. Apple is so excited, they're announcing a brand new iPhone next year because they're having trouble with sales. They're having trouble getting the new one to sell. What are they? $1,100?
Yeah.
They're going to put out one for $399.
Thank goodness.
What a bargain. Remember when they first came out, what they cost?
$399.
But what won't it have at that price?
I don't know. It's a stripped down version.
Mm-hmm. Camera.
Yeah.
No, I think it has a camera.
Yeah,
the iPhone.
The new camera's got the. Like,
but
the
you have to put
lenses.
Film in it to do it.
No, no.
It's you have to develop those pictures.
This phone will be released in the first quarter of 2020. It'll be a key growth driver for Apple. How about that?
Okay.
You get a bargain. You get a cell phone for $399. An iPhone, I'm sorry. You want that?
Mm-hmm. Radio.com. Radio.com.
One of the things that irritate me is that diplomatic immunity.
Yeah.
When someone from another country is here, their relatives, and they do something that hurts other people, and then they go back home or they stay here, and there's no consequence whatsoever.
Right.
Now it's the other way around. It's just as terrible. This lady, Charlotte, what was her last name? Charlotte Charles and Tim Dunn. Charlotte Charles and Tim Dunn are the parents of the kid this lady killed.
Right.
And they're here in America right now trying to get justice for their 19-year-old son, Harry, who was riding his motorcycle when this lady who's married to a
diplomat.
U.S. diplomat came plowing right into the guy. She was on the wrong side of the road.
Which happens, you know, when you're in England, because people forget. It depends on how long she'd been there. You forget which side you're supposed to ride on the other side from where we are now. And
from what I can tell, though, she'd been there a while.
I don't know.
There might have been some other. Well,
was there anything else involved?
No, there was no other. She wasn't drunk or anything, if that's what you're asking.
The Ann Socolis was on the wrong side of the road. She took off claiming diplomatic immunity as the wife of a U.S. intelligence officer. The parents want her to do the right thing, come back and face what she has done. Faces as a broken family, face our U.K. system and just do the right thing. So far, she hasn't anything to say. She's just basically in hiding.
Well, she actually has offered to meet with the family. She's back here in the U.S., and their lawyer says that now that she's back in the U.S., she has lost diplomatic immunity and might be have to deal with it here. But, you know, the U.S. is probably going to fight that because everybody has diplomatic immunity when they're part of that corps. And so you either have to change that law or you have to...
I would imagine if you're accused of killing somebody, even if it's an accident, you should, whether you're from another country here or from this country over there.
In fairness to her, the U.S. Embassy told her to leave that country. She didn't leave just on her own. They told her, your best bet is to go back to the U.S.
Yeah. If you don't want to get prosecuted.
Well, they couldn't prosecute her because she does have diplomatic immunity. They're saying, the parents are saying, and other people are saying, why do we have this? You know, you do something like that that is patently...
That's a good question. Why do we have
problem.
It?
Why do we have it? That's the question.
If you kill somebody just because you're in another country, but...
Or whatever it is you do, you should have to have consequences, you would think.
Her attorney says that her client fully cooperated with the police at the time of the crash and would continue to cooperate with the investigation. So, as long as she didn't have to go there. She didn't want to go back over there. She just wants to stay here. 8:37 at CBS FM. You know, you can basically understand why you don't want to, you know, answer to what happened.
Yes, I think I would feel really crappy about myself if I didn't at least do the right thing. Well, and face the family, but I understand that the immunity is immunity, and they're either going to have to change that or live with it.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame just announced their nominations for the year 2020. Plenty of people who have been ignored, like Pat Benatar, up for election this year into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The Dave Matthews Band, the Doobie Brothers, Whitney Houston, Judas Priest, Nine Inch Nails, the Notorious B.I.G. How about Rufus with Chaka Khan?
Mm-hmm.
And here's a guy that many people are, you know, bitching about that he hasn't been nominated. Todd Rundgren.
Oh, yeah.
He's amazing. He was
an amazing producer and artist.
Mm-hmm.
Thin Lizzy and T-Rex.
Now, you know what's funny is they did, over the weekend, they did like an informal poll, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and let people say who they thought should be inducted.
Right.
Number one on the list was Motley Crue. And that's not on this list. They also had Blink-182, Iron Maiden, and Cher, none of whom are on this list. So much for that poll.
Well, if you look, I'm not going to get into it, but Cher should definitely be nominated.
Yeah.
Look what she's accomplished over the years.
Gosh. Oh, yeah.
And you can't say, she's not rock and roll. Half the people in there aren't rock. Leonard Cohen is rock and roll. Get out of here.
Whitney Houston's not rock and roll.
No. She's pop. Goes on and on. Happy birthday to Sarah Ferguson today. Fergie, remember the time we had her? I think I told you this story once before. She was up doing an interview. We offered to take her to lunch.
Uh-huh.
And much to the chagrin of the Secret Service from England. What
yeah.
do they call those guys? Whatever.
Majesty's. Spies, M5, I don't know what they're called.
So they had to go with us over across the street.
Did you get her drunk?
So we didn't get her drunk. We're just walking over there. Two guys in suits and me in shorts and a golf shirt.
Right.
And she's looking at my legs.
She's so adorable.
And she goes, this
sweet
is
person.
Fergie.
Okay.
She goes, Scott, is something wrong with your legs?
Uh-oh.
I said, what do you mean? You want like a disease or something? I said, what do you mean? She said, well, your legs are brown, but your feet are
your
white.
Your ankles and your feet are white.
She was mystified by that.
He had a golf tan.
Oh, yeah. That's so funny.
So happy birthday.
Only royal kiss.
And they got no tans in England. There's no
You don't have that kind of sun.
No.
Emma Lagasse has a birthday today. Richard Carpenter, the Carpenters, if you see him, don't mention my name.
Yeah, no kidding.
Happy birthday to Paige Davis and the guy who sang The Lady in Red. That's a one-hit wonder guy, Krista Berg.
Oh,
remember that movie?
Lady in Red.
Gene Wilder.
Yeah, Gene Wilder was in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And happy birthday to our bud Tim Hodges from Care One. Today's his birthday. He's a happy sponsor here at CBS FM, and we do appreciate it. Every so often, we try to do, I try to do it every day, but sometimes I can't find one. The feel-good story of the day.
Oh, no, there's always feel-good
stories. Some days I have trouble.
Yeah.
This one involves a lady by the name of Alina Del Dunn. She's a professional basketball player.
Cool.
She plays for the Connecticut Mystics. And they, in case you haven't heard, they just won their first WNBA championship. They beat the Sun last week. She used to play in Chicago, but she asked for a trade to come closer to her home in Delaware. So that's why she plays for Connecticut.
Ah, okay.
She wanted to be closer to home because of her sister, Lizzie, who was born deaf, blind, and she had cerebral palsy and autism.
Oh, man.
She made this quote, and I thought it was so precious.
Mm-hmm.
Lizzie has been my journey, and some people have never understood my decisions. Another reason I can battle through injury is she's been dealt the worst cards possible with her disabilities. And every day, Lizzie gets up and smiles. She laughs. She loves. So she's always just been my inspiration.
Aww. Oh, how precious.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah, it's really.
She wanted
a
trade.
Life lesson.
And Chicago is a great place
sure.
to be in,
yeah.
in any kind of sports.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And she asked for a trade. To come back closer to home in Delaware. So I thought that was kind of nice.
It's a beautiful person.
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.